If you were to ask, what is a community? It surely cannot be just those members. The bigger the community, the more likely they become statistical numbers listed in a book with appropriate facts and dates behind their names. They are all depending on the length of history of that community, the men and for you the women who lived, past tense, know that faith tells us how as much, in fact, more, believe it, more a member of the community to which you now belong than you or we are still in this valley of tears. But some people, whom Carl Jung called, in two words, modern man, are so caught up in what happens today that a pretty good symbol of the old, imagine, is yesterday's newspaper. Who wants to read it? For Carl Jung, the psychologist, these people are modern indeed. They are psychotic. This is being modern and, in the process, to be sick. To have lost effective contact with the past. And for us who have the faith, we have got to resist this so modern impulse, because we know on that faith that the greatest things of history happened, past tense, in what those who don't have our faith call the past. God became man, and for us, our communities were founded in the past. But no less than Christ, or the community which he founded, is ours, spanned by past, present, and future. It covers all three. Living in the solitary splendor of the present, a lot of people and communities inherit them. They are out of spiritual contact with their fellow religious, whose sense of solidarity covers the whole of their community. Going back to the first founders, and includes, of course, the youngest as well as the oldest living members of their society. What a drastic change will take place in all religious communities in the church today if only this were put into practice. I would like to close this conference with some practical recommendations. The single most practical way, I think, of growing socially as a member of a religious community is to reflect prayerfully on the value of a strong community life. You might be saying, why doesn't he say something practical? The most practical thing you can do, sisters, is to be convinced of the value of something. Do you know why? Because all the rules in the world won't help if you're not convinced the thing is worth doing. Whenever community life has flourished, religious life is sound. Obedience, second recommendation. Obedience is the palpable expression of our desire to cooperate with others toward common goals. And it grows in perfection as superiors and subjects are joined together in mutual confidence and service. Those are not just words. That superiors trust the members and the religious trust their superiors. And service. Both serve the other. Chastity is more surely preserved when there is a true friendly love in community life between the members. Whatever vows we take, none of us takes a vow not to be loved. We need it. Chastity cannot be preserved in the absence of charity, because we undertook a life of celibacy in order to love. Some examination of conscience for a retreat. Poverty means that we voluntarily become poor by sharing with others what we might legitimately have kept for ourselves. Some people get more things than others. I suppose because some have larger families than others. Or more, well, whatever word you want to use, either richer or more generous relatives, or more friends. Maybe you worked harder with flunkies as I did. I like to tell this. Some of my best friends are among 19 seniors whom the principal, when I was teaching in Cincinnati, he called me in. Let me tell you the story. He called me and he said, "John, I know you've got 20 hours already. Yeah, 20 hours of class. But we've got a problem. We've got 19 seniors, second semester coming up. Unless they get enough credit, they won't pass. Would you mind teaching them a course? Any course?" Just so we can have something to show the North Central that they had enough credit. So I asked him, "What do you suggest?" Well, he said, "I thought maybe commercial arithmetic." Well, I knew nothing about commercial arithmetic, nor did the principal, because he bought a textbook which was commercial mathematics. He thought, mathematics, arithmetic, what's the difference? It was a college textbook. I never worked harder in my life in teaching a class. The book was full of extracting roots. It had logarithms. These logs didn't know how to divide and multiply. Well, they all passed. Poverty means that we voluntarily become poor by sharing with others what we might legitimately have kept for ourselves. In this case, sisters, all the hours that I might legitimately have told the principal. Now, Father Colford, spare me. The more we share, the stronger become the bonds that unite us to our fellow villagers. But I thought I would become super practical, my last chance in talking about the community life. So I listed 5 practical suggestions. First, exchange of information in the community, by which all the members learn about common works and plans and are given a chance to offer advice by drawing on their own experience. I'm not exactly recommending a suggestion box, but not excluding that. But each part of the community should know what other parts are doing. Second, regular consultation among members of the community with a view to actively engaging everyone in the process of coordinating and promoting the apostolate. Notice I said consultation. Some people have gripes. Well, give them a chance. It's even good psychologically. Third, delegation, by which the superior freely gives the members a certain degree of responsibility for special missions and projects. He or she should make use of the principle of subsidiarity. As responsibility of this kind grows, a common burden is carried by many, and the sense of community is increased. There is a difference between ruling a community and running a community. You rule it from the top down. Now, I can scarcely imagine, in the technical sense, any American superior ruling in the sense of laying down pronunciamentos. But admitting always that the highest authority belongs to the superior, those who have authority in a community, for the general to the provinces, for the provincial to the superiors on a local level, that they should have a fair amount of responsibility. They see the need, see the problems, and that authority is delegated. The watchword is delegation. Fourth, every kind of collaboration is to be fostered. This may call for careful planning and ingenuity. It also means that by preference, and this is big, it touches on something we will see later on, corporate apostolate. It means that by preference, those apostolates are favored which, ex hypothesi, engage several religious working together. It may mean a frank reassessment of allowing religious who are naturally individualistic to nurse their individualism in projects or places of their own making where the cooperative spirit can hardly mature and may not even survive. One word on point 4, the anathema of community life is open placement. And in time, I am not a prophet. All communities that have open placement will disappear. Fifth and final, a certain daily order, determined by the form of life and work proper to each house in a community, is indispensable. Experience has shown that this is a very effective means for improving both individual and community work, making mutual interchange among members more easy, and the punchline, creating those conditions of silence, recollection, and peace of mind which are necessary to live a prayerful and industrious community life. In other words, if we are to form a community life by having the same spirit, that spirit, nourished in silence, also needs to have its chance to flourish and develop.
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.